Unit 4, Part 3, Exercise 1, Listening and Viewing. Martin Lawton, in his blog on YouTube, explains what the oscilloscope is and how it works. View or just listen to an excerpt of the recording of the film about the difference between the multimeter and the oscilloscope. After you have listened to the recording, be able to explain this difference.
Hello YouTubers, and welcome to the session where we are going to have a little tutorial on how to use an oscilloscope. Now what I want to do, perhaps before we get into doing the tutorial on how to use the oscilloscope, is perhaps just explain a little bit about what it's used for and how it works. Now, so the one way I want to try and illustrate this is how it actually takes measurements and what a brilliant little device it is. If you can imagine this piece of paper, as you can see, there's a little dot on the piece of paper. Now let's pretend that's a particular measurement value at a point in time. Okay. And we could pretend we're taking these even with a multimeter. And if we kind of flip up, we see, there we go, I've got another particular measurement being taken. There's another one being taken. Another one being taken, yet another, and another, and another. And if we join all those measurements up, as an oscilloscope does, what you get is all those measurements being traced over time. And in essence, that's exactly how the old analog oscilloscopes work. They have a measurement which kind of, and they use those old CRT tubes, cathode ray tubes, and it would alter the beam or the trace, as it would call, as it got a signal. And because of your persistence of vision, your eye, it would actually draw a trace and join the dots or join the individual measurements across the screen. And that's in essence how the original oscilloscopes worked. Although it's obviously different today with digital ones, they just have the signal and they obviously plot it on a digital display. But in essence, what I like to think of an oscilloscope is a time machine. It really is a time machine. It allows you to see something over a period of time. Something that your normal multimeter can't do. In essence, your multimeter, if you can picture this as the screen, your multimeter allows you a little slither, a little slit window to look at a particular measurement. And if that measurement happens to be changing, you can only see an instantaneous value of that measurement changing. A multimeter is great if you've got a value which is reasonably constant and not changing much over time, because then you can see it instantaneously. But if you've got a measurement that's changing over time, i.e. an electronic signal, that doesn't help you. What you need to do is broaden the window so you see the whole picture over a period of time. And that's exactly what the oscilloscope does. It's a time machine for electronics specialists.